And then the Shaykh Habibah Allah Ta'ala proceeded to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for allowing us to come together in continuation of studying this book entitled Riyad al-Salihin. And the Shaykh Habibah Allah Ta'ala said that we will proceed with the blessings of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.
Now, hadith Rakhim.
Bismillah alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. يقول المصنف أبو زكريا يحيى بن شرف النووي رحمه الله تعالى وغفر الله له ولشيخنا وللحاضرين والمستمعين جميعا في كتابه رياض الصالحين باء فضل الجوع وخشونة العيش والاقتصار على قليل من المأكول والمشروب والملبوس وغيرها من حبوب النفس وترك الشهوات. قال رحمه الله تعالى وعن جابر رضي الله عنه قال إنا كنا يوم الخندق نحفر فعرجت قدية شديدة فجاءوا إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالوا هذه قدية عرضت في الخندق فقال أنا نازل ثم قام وبطنه معشوق بحجر. فقال أنا نازل ثم قام وبطنه معشوب بحجر ولبثنا ثلاثة أيام لا نذوق ذواقا. فأخذ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المعول فضرب فعاد كثيبا أهيل. فقلت يا رسول الله ائذني إلى البيت. فقلت لامرأتي رأيت بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا ما في ذلك سبق فعندك شيء؟ فقالت عندي شعير وعناق. فذبحت العناق وطحنت الشعير حتى جعلنا اللحم بالبرمة. ثم جئت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والعجين قد انكسر والبرمة بين الآثار قد كانت تنبج. فقلت طعمني. فقل أنت يا رسول الله ورجل أو رجلان؟ فقال كم هو؟ فذكرت له. فقال كثير طيب. قل لها لا تنزل البرمة ولا الخبز من التنور حتى آتي. فقال قوموا. فقال المهاجرون والأنصار. فدخلت عليها فقلت ويحك. جاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المهاجرون والأنصار ومن معه. قالت هل سألت؟ قلت نعم. قال ادخلوا ولا تباغضوا. فجعل يكسر الخبز ويجعل عليه اللحم ويخمر البرمة والتنور إذا أخذ منه ويقرب إلى أصحابه ثم ينزع. فلم يزل يكسر ويغرب حتى شبع وبقي منه. فقال كل هذا واحد فإن الناس أصابته مجاعة. متفق عليه.
الله أكبر. هذا الحديث فيه معجزات وكرامات أكرم الله بها نبيا صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى سيد الناس حديث ميركوز الوسيلة للقبر صلى الله عليه وسلم وسيلة الله عز وجل وسيلة الشيخ الناس حديث.
هذا يوم الخندق.
هذا شو زمان في دنيا تدار الخندق وتدار the churches.
كانت هناك حجرة ما استطاعوا أن يزيلوها.
And there was a large rock as they were digging the churches. There was a very large boulder that nobody can move or break.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
طلبها بالمعول.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم hit this boulder with a shovel.
فإذا بها كثير أهيل يعني كأنها رمل وتراب يتساقط.
And when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم hit this boulder, it was like sand and dust. From when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم hit it, the sand it became soft like the sand.
كثير أي كومة التراب.
It was like a sand dune. The sand, the particles became soft like a sand dune.
أهيل أي متساقط.
Like sand that is fallen.
ولذلك إذا نزل بعضه على بعض تهايل يقال أهيل.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is explaining because the sand when it fell, it leans. And that was the Arabic word that was used in the hadith, like sand falling, and it began to lean.
الصحابي فرح لما رأى أن هذا الأمر قد يسره الله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأراد أن يطعم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما رأى الحجر على بطنه ورأى ما به من جوع.
الصحابة يوسف بدش and due to the fact that he saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had put a stone on his stomach due to the severe hunger, this Sahabi, this companion, wanted to invite the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to partake in some food as elation for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم making his bolder.
فقال طعيم.
He had a small portion of food, and the Arabic word here, طعيم, indicates that it was a small portion.
طعيم لي فقم.
He said, I have a small portion of food for me, so you get up, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and partake in this meal with me.
فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, ما هو؟
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, she asked, and what is it?
قال شعير.
He said, some barley.
وعناق العنق أنثى الماعز.
He said, some barley and a small kilo of goat.
أنثى الماعز تسمى جفرة وتسمى عناق.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said in the Arabic word here in the case that it was a small female goat.
وصغير الماعز الذكر يسمى تيس.
And the small male goat is what the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said in the Arabic is called تيس.
فقال أني فعلتها. قال كثير طيب.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم upon hearing this, he said, this is good, this is a large portion, this is good.
لكن أوصاهم ألا يكشفوا غطاء.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى is mentioning that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in this hadith, he ordered the family of this companion to not take the cover off the, or the lid off the part that the animal or the meat was being cooked in.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لمن معه في الخندق من المهاجرين والأنصار هلموا فقد صنع لكم طعام وهم نحو 300.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he called the مهاجرين and the أنصار who were there building or digging the trenches and he said come with us partake in this meal and the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said that their numbers were close to 300.
الأواني مخمرة أي مغطاة.
And the dishes that were used to cook in them were covered.
فيأخذ من الخبز فيكسب ويأخذ من المرق ويجعل على هذا الطعام ويعطي دون أن يترك الغطاء مفتوح. فجعل الله فيها البركة فأطعم الجميع وشبعوا ثم قال لصاحبها هذا باقي الطعام لأهلك وهدوا.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, after giving all of the companions their portion of this meal, to the extent that all of them partook in this meal, and they were all satiated, or they ate it, so they were full, and there was still some remaining, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told the woman of the household, he said, this is the remaining for your family, and give the rest as a gift.
وهذه من المعجزات التي أكرم الله تبارك وتعالى نبيه بها صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said that this is from the miracles that Allah سبحانه وتعالى honored the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم with.
أحيانا أنت تجد في طعام تطلبه لنفسك تأكله لوحدك.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said that sometimes even with yourself you found the food that you may have and eat it by yourself.
وأحيانا إذا كان معك كم شخص ونفس الطعام كفاك مزاد.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said that the same portion or the same amount of food, if it was you and your and other people with you who partook in this with you, you find that it suffices you and there is some extra.
بل تشعر بالشفاء وذلك مستاق حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا تكاثرت الأيدي على الطعام أدعى البركة.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said that this is confirmation of the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that if their hands are plentiful and they share together in a meal, that this brings about, this calls about for the blessings to be in this meal.
بل قال طعام الواحد يكفي له.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the food of one it suffices for two.
نعم لبعد.
قال رحمه الله تعالى وفي رواية قال جابر لما حفر الخندق رأيت بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خمصا فانكفأت إلى امرأتي فقلت هل عندك شيء فإني رأيت برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خمصا شديدا فأخرجت إلي جراب فيه صراع شعير ولنا بهيمة داج فذبحتها وطحنت الشعير فهرعت إلى فراري وقطعتها في برمتها، ثم وليت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت: أتفتحني لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن معه؟ فجئته فساورته فقلت: يا رسول الله، ذبحنا رهينة لنا وطحنته صاعا من شعير، فتعال أنت ونفر معك. فصاح رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: يا أهل الخندق، إن جابرا قد صنع شعرا فحيا هلا بكم. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تنزلن برمتكم ولا تقبزن عجينكم حتى أجي. فجئت وجاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخدم الناس، حتى جئت امرأتي فقالت: بك وبك. فقلت: قد فعلت الذي قلت. فأخرجت عجينا فبسط فيه وبارك، ثم عمد إلى برمتها فبسط وبارك، ثم قال: ادعوا خابزة فلتخبز معك، واقتحي من برمتكم ولا تنزلوها وهم ألف، فأقسم بالله لأكلوا حتى تركوه وانحرفوا، وإن برمتنا لتبث كما هي، وإن عجيننا ليخبز كما هو.
أيضا أتى هنا أنهم ألف، وأتى أنهم أقل، وأتى أنهم أكثر في رواية.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى سيد هذا يعجبني نريشن إن نريشن سلسلة و 1000 إن هذا نريشن سلسلة ذو رواة لسنا.
وهنا أيضا تفسير كأنه بصق صلى الله عليه وسلم فيها. كانت البصق.
أن نريشن سيد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هي it fit into this meal, and it was there was very complete of rest and space in this meal for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing so. وقال رحمه الله تعالى
قالت له بك وبك، يعني أحرجتني أو جعلتني في موطن به فشل، يعني كيف كل هؤلاء دعوتهم.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is mentioning that the Sahabi, his wife said to him, how can you invite so many people? You have embarrassed me because there's not enough food for everyone.
فلما أتى صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر أن تأتي معها خابزة أخرى تساعد.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم upon coming, he told the woman of the household to call in the lady to knead the dough with her.
معنى بسطة أي نفث فيه.
The Shaykh Abu Dawud Ta'ala is explaining the word here, basaka, يعني the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not necessarily stiff, but to breathe into him, and the Shaykh Abu Dawud Ta'ala demonstrated that, it's like light blowing into the food. وقال رحمه الله
أي خالط الطعام شيء من ريقه.
The Shaykh Abu Dawud Ta'ala said that what is illustrated is that some of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saliva mentioned this food, and due to the sky there was blessing placed therein. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال أبو طلحة لأم سليم قد سمعت صوت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ضعيفا أعرف فيه الجوع، فهل عندك من شيء؟
يقول لأم سليم أم سليم صالح.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى said that the female companion mentioned here, أم سليم, she is a righteous woman.
فشكى لها أبو طلحة قال يا أم سليم قد سمعت صوت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ضعيف أعرف فيه الجوع.
أبو طلحة
من شيء. أم سليم الكريمة لم تخفي ما عندها. الأخبرت عندنا وعندنا وخير الأضياف لما يكون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأم سليم كريمة، فرضي الله عن أم سليم وعن أبا طلحة. نعم.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى سيدة أبو طلحة سيدة أم سليم سيدة I heard from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the weakness in his voice, and I understood from this or I saw this that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was hungry. Do you have anything? And due to the fact that Umm Sulaym was a generous woman, she said, yes, we have this, we have this, and we have this. And then the Shaykh Abu Dawud Ta'ala said that the best of guests is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Shaykh Abu Dawud Ta'ala made some occasion for Umm Sulaym and Abu Talha.
No.
فقالت نعم، فأخرجت أقراصا من شعير، ثم أكلت حمارا لها فلفت الخبز ببعضه، ثم دسته تحت ثوبي وردتني ببعضه، ثم أرسلتني إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فذهبت به ووجدت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جالسا في المسجد ومعه الناس، فقمت عليهم فقال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرسلك أبو طلحة؟ فقلت: نعم. فقال: على الطعام؟ فقلت: نعم. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قوموا. وانطلقوا، وانطلقت بين أيديهم حتى جئت أبا طلحة فأخبرته. فقال أبو طلحة: يا أبو سليم، فجاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالناس وليس عندنا ما نطعمهم. فقال: الله ورسوله أعلم. فانطلق أبو طلحة حتى لقي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
هكذا الإيمان واليقين.
The Sheikh Habib Allah said that the response of Umm Sulaym is the response of the person who has certainty, yaqeen.
يعني ما فعل هذا رسول الله إلا وهو يعلم ما يفعل.
فأقبل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم معه حتى دخل. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: هل أمي ما عندك يا أم سليم؟ فأتت
قال لها الرسول: يا أم سليم، جيب اللي عندك.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked her or requested from Umm Sulaym to present what she had or to give forth what she had. فأتت بذلك الخبز، فأمر به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فخبت وعصرت عليه.
خبت أي قطع قطعا صغيرة.
That she broke the bread into smaller pieces.
هكذا.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah said, I just broke it up into smaller pieces.
أي تقطيعه إلى قطع صغيرة. نعم.
To smaller pieces.
وعصر. إذا قطع قطعا صغيرة بخلاف لو جعل به المرق، لو جعله المرق وخرجت الخبزة كلها معك، لكن لما يفك يخرج به أشياء قليلة ويجعل الله فيها البركة والشبع. نعم.
The Shaykh Abu Allah said, "Simply by turning it into small pieces, that the people will get more. Rather, if you put the entire piece in the mark and the baby that was there, the entire piece would be there and wouldn't suffice to everyone." وعصرت عليه أم سليم عكة فآدمته. ثم قال فيه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء أن يقول. ثم قال: إذني عشرة.
العكة غالبا يكون فيها شيء من السمن أو يجعلون شيئا من الزبدة أو اللبن المخثر، فتكون في العكة، والعكة غالبا تكون جلد أرنب أو جلد مثلا عناق صغير أو خروف صغير، هذه يقال لها عكة.
The Shaykh Abu Dawud Al-Thani is mentioning the Arabic word here, Ukka, and he said that it is a vessel made of animal skin. It could be from a small sheep or a small goat. And the Shaykh Abu Dawud Al-Thani stated that there is normally some sort of the Shaykh Abu Dawud Al-Thani gave different examples of either animal fat, salmon, or lemon, or other things that may be inside this small vessel. ثم قال فيه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء أن يقول. ثم قال: إذني عشرة. فأذن لهم فأكلوا حتى شبعوا. ثم خرجوا. ثم قال: إذني عشرة. فأذن لهم فأكلوا حتى شبعوا. ثم خرجوا. ثم قال: إذني عشرة. فأذن لهم حتى أكل القوم كلهم وشبعوا، والقوم 70 رجلا أو 80. متفق عليه.
كما قلت لكم الروايات أتى في العدد اختلاف.
The Shaykh Abu Dawud Al-Thani said that here in this hadith it mentions 70 or 80, and the Shaykh Abu Dawud Al-Thani said that this is what he mentioned earlier, that there are several narrations which mention the different numbers with regards to how many people there were with him or partook in this meal.
No.
وفي رواية: فما زال يدخل عشرة ويخرج عشرة حتى لم يبقى منه أحد إلا دخل فأكل حتى الشبع ثم هيأها فإذا هي مثلها حين أكلوا منها.
الله أكبر. هذه من الكرامة والبركة.
And the Shaykh Abu Dawud Al-Thani said that this is from the miracles and the blessings that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was given. وفي رواية: فأكلوا عشرة عشرة حتى فعل ذلك بثمانين رجلا، ثم أكل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد ذلك والبيت وتركوا سحرا.
يعني بقية فضل.
The Shaykh Abu Dawud Al-Thani said that the mention of the number example, the people mentioned in this hadith or in this narration, all of them ate until they were satiated. Then the Prophet ate, then the household ate, and then there was a remainder of food or remaining food that they had that was left over. So the food survived all of them, and there was still some that remained. وفي رواية ثم أفضل ما بلغوا جيرانهم. وفي رواية عن أنس قال جئت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
يعني حتى الجيران أطعموا.
The Sheikh حمد الله تعالى said in his last narration
بلغوهم بلغة يعني أطعموهم.
The Sheikh حمد الله تعالى said that the food was so plentiful that in this narration it stated that with the remainder of the food they were able to give their neighbors a portion of this food that was remaining.
يعني بلغوه ما يزودوه.
They gave them provisions from this food enough which was suffice their neighbors as well. وفي رواية عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال جئت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فوجدته جالسا مع أصحابه وقد عصب بطنه بعصابة فقلت لبعض أصحابه بما عصب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بطنه فقالوا من الجوع فذهبت إلى أبي طلحة وهو زوج أم سليم فقلت يا أبتاه قد رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عصب بطنه بعصابة فسألت بعض أصحابه فقالوا من الجوع فدخل أبو طلحة على أمي فقال هل من شيء؟ قالت نعم عندي كسر من خبز وتمرات فإن جاءنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وحده أشبعناه وإن جاء آخر معه قل عنه وذكر تمام الحديث. قال رحمه الله تعالى ما القناعة والعفاف والاقتصاد في المعيشة والإنفاق وذم السؤال من غير ضرورة.
باب القناعة والعفاف والاقتصاد في المعيشة والإنفاق وذم السؤال من غير ضرورة. هذا الباب فيه معاني كثيرة.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى stated that in this chapter There is a lot of meaning with regards to the words of the title of this chapter. Immense meaning therein. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala, the first word in this, it says the chapter of Al-Qana'a. Qana'a can be translated as contentment. Wal-Afaf, not asking. Wal-Iqtisar, being economical or doing with that which suffices.
Al-Afaf, this is not asking. الترفع عن الرداء
عفيف. The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that this word عفاف means to be risen or to be above that which is not that which is blameworthy.
والاقتصاد في المعيشة يعني دون التبذير.
Being economical with one's livelihood, not wasting, or not being a spendthrift. Taking a middle ground, being economical with regards to one's livelihood, not being a
spendthrift.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala gave an example. Their food is a variety of food, but it is not so much that they waste or throw the remainder in the trash. But in fact, يعني means to spend. وذم السؤال يعني the blameworthiness of asking من غير ضرورة without there being a necessity for doing so.
يعني إذا محتاج.
Meaning that if you need to ask, you can, but do not ask without there being a necessity to do so.
هذا العنوان.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that this is the chapter of this this is the title of this chapter.
وهذه المسائل تتطلقها في الأحاديث التي سوف تأتينا.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that the respective hadith of this chapter will be related to the words therein or the words in this title.
وهناك علاقة قوية بين القناعة والرضا بالقضاء.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that there is a strong relationship between rida, يعني between قناعة being content and with being pleased with what Allah Azza wa Jalla has preordained or decreed.
لا تحرص الله متوليك لا تحرص كثير.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that do not be over keen or do not be too keen. Allah Azza wa Jalla will take care of your needs.
حرص لن يحجج الصلاة.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that your keenness without extra diet, what Allah Azza wa Jalla has written from His provisions for you. And the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala said, if you are hating it, it will not increase in any provision that Allah Azza wa Jalla has decreed for you.
Or
if you take that which is not your right to take. But the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala said that, however, the individual is to take the asbab, or to take the reasons, to act upon the reasons. And the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that these means, this asbab al-shar'iyya, they must be legislated by the Sharia, meaning that they must be permissible. And the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala said that the one who, the thief, the one who steals, his risk has come to him. But it has come to him by a manner which is haram or not permissible. The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that if he did not partake in the stealing, his provisions will come to him. But the means for seeking these provisions must be halal or permissible. Meaning, the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala is saying, don't extradite with regards to things.
صاحب كتاب تيسير العز الحميد بشرح كتاب التوحيد.
الشيخ حميد الله تعالى is mentioning the author of the book, تيسير العزيز الحميد, which is an explanation of the book entitled كتاب التوحيد.
ابن الشيخ عبد الله بن محمد بن عبد الله.
He is the grandson of Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahab. He is the son of his son. He is his grandson.
قتل العثمانيون في الدرعية.
The Ottomans, they killed him in the area called ذريعة أو ذريعة.
وهو عالم من أصغر سنة ما 30.
And he was the Sheikh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that he was an eminent scholar despite the fact that he was in his 30s.
هو ولد سنة 1200 وقتل في سنة 1233.
He was born in the year 1209 in the year approximately
1233.
And he lived 6 years with his grandfather, or he lived at the same time as his grandfather, 6 years. And the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that he was known to have this ghaina. And when these individuals, when the Ottomans, when they play their musical instruments, the Sheikh, rahimahullah ta'ala, he made inkar, or he reproached them for doing so, censured them for doing so. And the individual was al-Basha.
Muhammad Ibrahim.
Muhammad Ibrahim al-Basha.
لما رأى ينكر عليه أمر الرماة أن يشير له بالبنادق وكانت البنادق أول وقال لها الفتيل أو ما يسمى بالمجمع وهي غالبا بملح البارود ويكون في مقدمتها كرات حديدية يدفعها البارود من ملح البارود فتدور مع السرطانة فتصل لا ليس مداها بعيد لكنها تقتل.
The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that upon doing so, he ordered his gunmen to, and the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala explained he ordered the rifles, the the old bullets when they used to have the gunpowder, they would be like round stones. The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that they wouldn't go very far, but they would go powerful enough to kill. And his gunmen, the Basha's gunmen, they killed him.
فأراد أن يغير والده الشيخ عبد الله محمد عبد الوهاب وهو ممن أخذ إلى إسطنبول وقتل هناك في الإسلام.
And the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that they wanted by
إسطنبول.
They wanted to anger his father.
يعني كثير قتلوا من آل الشيخ ومن آل سعود في مصر وفي إسطنبول. ليس هذا الشاهد من قصتي. الشاهد أنه دعا فقال له محمد إبراهيم باشا ابنك قتلناه.
الشيخ عبد الله كان السيد ذات ورث لأي حصانة الإصالة وزع عبد الله السنة الشيخ السلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب. الشيخ عبد الله كان السيد الذي أطلس الذي كرد سبب ذا الشيخ فامل أعلى الشيخ الأصل من أعلى السعود. الشيخ عبد الله كان السيد الذي أطلس كرد سبب فامل من جوا ولا بين إسطنبول أو إنجل. الشيخ عبد الله كان السيد الذي شعر from the story that after they killed the son, they told him, they said, we killed your son.
قال ابن قتلناه.
They said, your son, we killed him.
قال لو لم تقتله ما.
And his response was, even if he didn't kill me, he would die.
فهذه الكلمة قتلت محمد إبراهيم.
And the Sheikh عبد الله كان السيد الذي شعر this word, it killed محمد إبراهيم الباشا.
فأصبح يرددها.
And he would, after upon hearing this, he would constantly repeat it, constantly repeat it.
لو لم يقتله مات.
If we didn't kill him, he would have died. If we didn't kill him, he would have died.
فكانت آخر عملية عملها عاد إلى مصر.
It was the last action or mission that he did, and then he went back to Egypt.
جمعها عنده. الأزاهرة علماء الأزهر قال لهم أين العلماء فتكلموا قال العلماء وجدتهم في صحراء
عن إبراهيم محمد إبراهيم باشا he went back to Egypt and he called or he gathered the scholars of Azhar and he asked them to speak and he said where are the scholars he said verily I have found the scholars in the desert of or in the desert of Najd
وندم ندما شديدا.
And he regretted what he did, a very severe regret.
لو لم تقتله مات. لو لم تسرق أتاك رزقك. لو لم أنت الذي قسمه الله لك سيأتيك لكن لا تجعل سببه حرام.
The Sheikh عبد الله تعالى said that the statement of the scholar, if you didn't kill him, he would die anyway. The Sheikh Abu Dawud said that we can apply this to the person who steals. If you didn't steal, your risk would come to you. And the Sheikh Abu Dawud said that the individual, his risk will come to him, but he is to be keen or to be sure that he does not seek his risk or his provision by unlawful means.
You're
going to
The Sheikh Abu Dawud.
The Sheikh Abu Dawud said, if you go to the magician or the soothsayer or the fortune teller to be cured for some ailment that you see, if you have been cured from this cure comes from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and this is the case with all things. What Allah has decreed will come to you. Your job is to seek it from lawful means.
No.
قال رحمه الله تعالى قال الله تعالى وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها وقال تعالى للفقراء الذين أحشروا في سبيل الله لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف تعرفهم بسيماهم لا يسألون الناس إلحافا وقال تعالى والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما قال تعالى it's simply suffice your basic needs
لأن الرزق الحقيقي أن تقنع بما أتاك
the Sheikh Abid Allah Ta'ala say that true provisions are that you are content with what Allah Azza wa Jalla has decreed for you and what Allah has given you
الذي لا يقنع بما عنده شقي
the individual who is not suffice or not content with that which he has this individual is شقي or wretched
لأنه يريد أن يحصل ما ليس
Why? Because he wants to achieve or acquire that which is not acquired.
لكن إذا قنعك الله بما آتاك رزقك ما ليس عندك.
But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you contentment for what He has given you, then He has given you that which suffices.
هذه ليست فلسفة.
The Sheikh عبد الله تعالى said that this is not philosophy. This is the reality.
بقدر ما تكون راضي بما عندك. بقدر ما يبارك الله لك فيه لأنك تعيش على مستواك بقدر ما تكون في الأحلام بقدر ما أنت تتعب تريد أن تحقق أشياء لكن ما تستطيع لأن هذا قسمك
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى said that and accordance to that which you are pleased with, that pleasure you have and contentment you have with Allah has given you, this brings about blessing, and Allah blesses that which He has given you, so you are content. But if you are not content with what you have, and you try to live your dreams, and you live in a dream world trying to attain things that Allah has not written, this is what brings about tiredness, and causes the individual to exhaust himself, because he is constantly seeking that which is not for him and hasn't been ordained for him. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the smiles of the poor people,
yes.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that their smiles have sincerity.
تدل على تمام السعادة التي ترى في المقابل شحوب وشقاء في وجوه من يملكون الأموال لكن يريدون الزيادة.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the smiles of the poor people, it shows their sincerity. Because the person is smiling and he's content with what he has, and the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is the opposite of the darkness that you see in the faces, or the sadness, or the anger or discontentment that you see in the faces of the people who materially, they may be rich, but they are constantly seeking now which Allah has not ordained for them, and they are constantly seeking these material things, and due to this fact they are not content, and you see this. This discontentment apparent on their faces.
حدثني أبي.
The Shaykh Abdullah
said
that his father narrated to him when they were children.
رحمه الله.
May Allah have mercy upon him.
والدين والديك والمسلمين جميعا.
And the Shaykh Abdullah made supplication for all of your parents.
أول بيوت الناس. ما هي زي بيوتنا الحين؟
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى سيد الذي حوصل هذا البيت وهذا الصالح لا لا حوصل ابتدائي.
كانت بيوت الناس بسيطة من صوف الأغنام أو من الأحشاء.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى سيد الذي حوصل وعاد from animal hides or from wooden from wood wooden houses.
وفي الحواضر يكون من لبن وطين.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that in the city areas, they were from either like adobe houses or mud houses. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that these were on the outskirts of the city, and they didn't have
the country.
فكانوا
الجيران يسمعون حديث الجيران.
And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated that due to the nature of how the houses were built, that the neighbors would hear their neighbors speaking and talking what they said.
بل الطعام رائحته تصل كل الجيران.
And the Shaykh Abdul Allah
Ta'ala يعرفون هؤلاء ماذا طبخوا هؤلاء ماذا طبخوا.
And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated that the smells that would emanate from the people cooking, that it would travel and that the neighbors would know what their neighbors were cooking.
فكان هناك رجل تاجر.
And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated that there was a businessman amongst them.
صاحب أموال.
An individual who was wealthy.
فهو في الصباح مشغول.
And he was busy during the mornings in the souk. And he was in the marketplace.
يخرج مبكرا.
And he would leave early for the marketplace.
ويرجع على وقت المساء. الناس كانوا ينامون المغرب العشاء والعصر. المنطقة كلها تنام.
And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that this man would come back very late in the evening time. And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that at those times people would go to bed shortly after Isha, Salat al-Isha, Maghrib time and Isha. So this individual would come back in the evening and he would have this lamp post or a lamp.
وقديما الأموال معدن ليس تراب.
And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated that in this time, that the money that they had, they were coins, it wasn't paper money.
هذه قصة من أجل ابتسامة الفقراء وتعاسة الأغنياء.
The Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala is bringing this story to remind you of what he previously said, the smiles of the poor and the discontentment that you see on people who are wealthy.
فإذا رجع.
So if this individual came back home,
يحسب الأموال وهي معه تساعد في الحساب.
He would count his money, and his family would help him, his wife would help him count the money.
والشمعة في جوارهم ويكتب فلان هدي كذا فلان سدد كذا فلان دفع كذا فلان أخذ كذا.
And they would have a candle burning next to them, and they would write down so and so he borrowed this much, and so and so owes us this much, and they would do their hisabat or their accounts.
يأكل ما يأكل somewhere now, تعبان.
They would eat whatever was suffice them, whatever suffices them, they would go to bed exhausted.
وهكذا الحياة مستمرة.
And like this, their lives continued.
جابهم كان فقير.
And their neighbor was a poor man.
مرة يأتي بسمكة.
And one day he may come with a fish.
مرة يأتي برأس.
And a
خروف يشتريه من الجزار. لا يستطيع يأكل اللحم. يأخذ الرأس. وباقي الأكل يذبحه.
And the Sheikh رضي الله عنه said that some days he would come with for example a goat head or a lamb's head because he couldn't afford the entire animal, so they went to shoot the head.
الضحى في البيت موجود.
And the Sheikh حبيب الله تعالى said that this individual in early the portion of time between the morning and the dawn of dhuha, this individual was at his house.
والعصر موجود.
And after عصر this poor individual was there with his family at his house.
كتمة المرأة جرى.
And the his wife would hear the neighbors talking.
اسمع ضحكاتهم.
She would hear the laughing.
يتحدثون.
And of course their conversations.
وتشم رائحة الأكل عندهم يطبخون.
And the rich man's wife, she would smell the cooking and the food that was being cooked in the neighbors' houses. And yet these neighbors, they were poor.
بل حتى تسمع الماء إذا اغتسل.
And she would even hear the water when they would make an ablution, if they would bathe. And the Shaykh Hamid Allah said, this is the reality that the neighbors would share anything.
مستمتعين بكل شيء. مأكول, مشروب, حياة زوجية. مستمتعين بكل شيء. وهم فقراء.
And the Shaykh Hamid Allah said that despite the fact that their neighbors were poor, you would find that they enjoyed their lives. They would enjoy, they were eating well, they would enjoy their food and enjoy their family lives.
قالت لزوجها.
And the rich man's wife said to her husband,
ماذا تفعل الأموال وحبان السعادة.
The Shaykh Hamid Allah said that the woman stated to her husband, what is the benefit of this money if you don't find happiness?
أنت من الصباح إلى الليل ونحن في شغل والليل نحسب الأموال لنا لا نأكل لا نضحك لا نلعب انظر جيراننا الفقراء هؤلاء تسمع ضحكاتهم نسمع أنسهم حتى أنها تكلمت بالأمور الأخرى.
The Shaykh Hamid Allah said that from the morning time to night time you're awake and you come home and then when you come home we count this money and we count our accounts and we keep our books and the Shaykh Hamid Allah said that the Shaykh Hamid Allah said that she said look at our neighbors they are happy they do this they do that and the Shaykh Hamid Allah said that she knew the other affairs that they were engaged in.
إلى أشد من ذلك بل أنها كانت تقول لزوجها زوجته تأتين الضحى ورأسها يقطرها.
The Shaykh Hamid Allah said that she was saying specifically, for example, the wife of so-and-so, she comes during the morning time of duha, and her hair is wet, dripping from water, she found the
husband
that she didn't pay. Meaning that these individuals, their neighbors, they enjoyed the lives that they lived. And she asked her husband, do we not acquire this wealth so that we can find happiness? We have money, but where is our happiness?
قال لها
and the husband's response was
انتظر
he said wait
فذهب إلى جاره
and he went to his neighbor
فأعطاه قوت
and he gave him money
فاشتغل
he said work
فاشتغل
and his neighbor worked
فانقطعت الضحكة
and the Shaykh Hamid Allah said stated that the laughter in the houses that she heard the laughter stopped
وانشغل
because the people became busy working. And the Shaykh Hamid Allah said that do you still hear what you used to
hear?
The Shaykh Hamid Allah said that true relaxation is the relaxation of the mind and the heart. And the self, containment of the self.
What about?
Containment of the mind, the heart, and the self.
كانت قصة لها أثر في حياتنا نسمعها منهم فهي توجيهات لكن بلغة أخرى.
And the Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala tell you that this is a story that you used to hear from his father, and they were directives. What is mentioned in this hadith is the individual who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses with a contentment and being content with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him.
وليس هذا معناه أن الإنسان ما يسعى في زيادة ما يكون من دخله وعمله.
أنا شايف
لا تنشغل بظنك أن هذا يرجع إليك أنت.
The Shaykh Abu Dawud Ta'ala stated that what should not be understood from this is that the individual, it is not blameworthy if he sees an increase in what he has, but the individual should not be overwhelmed with this, thinking that he is the reason for this.
في مثل مصري.
And the Shaykh Abu Dawud Ta'ala stated that there is an Egyptian proverb.
وهو جميل ولا شك في كل الثقافات أمثلة مشابهة لها.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that it is a beautiful proverb. And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that he showed that in other cultures and languages that there are probably similar proverbs.
نحن تسعنا الآية القرآنية من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزق.
And the first verse.